Okay, hello, people of Break It Downtown.
You're laughing. Which one is Break It Downtown again? When did that one start?
Hello. Remember in our last episode, we said we are a community. So it's very easy for us to become a town, no?
Before you know it now, we'll start seeing campaign posters everywhere and campaign, what do you call them again? Jingles. Vote for Asari. Asari for Break It Down.
Chairman of Break It Downtown, Asari.
Vote and today, for interestingly, we're talking about Vote for Health Naija.
Exactly.
Like something ministered that to you, the spirit.
It really did.
Okay, I remain Chibike Alaboso, your co-host on the Break It Down podcast.
My name is Asari Ndem. I am your favorite co-host.
When something is there, you don't need to announce it. It is just there, natural. You know, wow. You don't need to push it. It's just the favorite co-host is here for you, people. Mm-hmm.
I really wish people could see how far back I just rolled my eyes. But in the studio today, we have our colleagues in the room with us. Can you please introduce yourselves?
I was just wondering why it was difficult for you guys to introduce us. Anyway, my name is Aloysius Chidebere Ugo, and Policy and Advocacy Manager here at Nigeria Health Watch.
I am Thelma Chioma Thomas Abeku, the Communications Coordinator at Nigeria Health Watch.
That's right. Welcome to the Break It Down podcast.
But just to put Aloy, you know, to let him know how we do things here. Mm-hmm. This is a community. We like people to own their thing, own your name, own everything. And that's why we're doing Break It Down podcast, really. So people own this information that we're going to be putting out, and they use those information to, you know, demand for better healthcare. Introduce yourself by yourself. It's your name, you know.
Yeah, I like community. That. And also I want to tell Asari, you know, when you say vote for you, make sure you add health to whatever campaign, whatever you are doing. So that if we are voting, because you have health agenda for us.
I do.
Anyway, we're going to come to that. She's going to outline and break down
her manifesto.
Yes. But especially the health part. That's what we're interested in. Without health, we are just kicking
nothing
outside.
For you.
So, but on comments, do we have any comments or feedback from our beloved listeners or Break It Down community members or Break It Down town?
None yet. None from episode one. But someone who we told about the podcast said, it sounds like a great idea. And to be honest, more than ever, we need more informed and engaged citizenry.
Ding, ding. I agree 100%.
Who said that?
That was from Barrister Chiamaka.
Yay, thank you.
An Abuja resident.
Yay, thank you so much for listening to us. We really appreciate it. All right, so let's introduce our topic today. What has elections got to do with healthcare?
Everything, though. It has everything to do with healthcare. You know, who you vote for into the executive or legislative arms of by this I mean the governor, the president, or the senators who make those laws. It determines whether the health you receive, you know, it's going to get better or it's going to get worse. For example, if a presidential candidate, you know, sometimes when they're giving their campaign promises or speeches, they're putting out their manifestos, most times you hardly hear a word about improving healthcare. What takes center stage most times is economy, infrastructure, education, etc. Yes, those are important, very important, I believe, but when health is absent in campaigns, you know, it's not in their agenda. When they win eventually, when that person wins, how are you going to hold them accountable?
Fair enough. How can we hold them accountable? If they win, how do we vote for health in the coming elections? How do we make sure that our votes count and we start receiving the healthcare we deserve?
Plenty of questions.
Yes, sir.
A lot.
I'm into asking questions.
And we have our amazing guest today.
Yo, yo, yo. We're here for you.
All the way from, they're from Break It Down community, aren't they?
They are. So Chioma, what is the Vote for Health Naija campaign about, please?
Okay, thank you again, and thank you to all our listeners. Yes, the Vote for Health Naija campaign is a project that we started back in 2018. And the whole essence of this Vote for Health Naija campaign is to begin to raise citizens' awareness about healthcare in Nigeria. That's just what the campaign is about.
Excellent. So let's hear what some Nigerians had to say when we asked them if they will vote for health.
We cannot be talking of growth, development of our country. We cannot be talking about a productive economy if we do not prioritize health. So that's how important it is. It's interrelated. You can't divorce it from progress, development, growth of the economy, and general progress of society.
Well, we need a leader who can accentuate or, like, you know, improve the healthcare situation in Nigeria. It is deplorable. Like, more than half of my colleagues have left the country because, one, the pay is bad. The conditions of service are terrible. We do not have the equipment to work with.
I am making a creative statement. Vote for health.
Good. Creativity.
Creative statements.
I'm making creative statements.
I think I'll borrow that word.
I want to make a creative statement.
Honestly. Personally, I would like to make a creative statement.
I know, right? About what, please?
About voting for Asare.
Okay, please. But I think for me, what really... This year, before you know it now, it will become a serious something. Anyway, for that particular interview, I was in Bayelsa. I was, you know, I was part of the team that interviewed, that went to Bayelsa for that interview. And when he said that, it really showed how passionate people are, you know, with these issues that concern them. And when you give them the platform to express themselves. But yeah, that was really insightful listening to, you know, what people thought about prioritizing healthcare when they are deciding who to vote for and why health is really important.
Okay, so Chioma, what is Nigeria Health Watch doing to ensure that citizens vote for health?
At Nigeria Health Watch, we've been doing a lot. And as our tag word is, we keep pushing. Like, we've been pushing for health and using the Vote for Health Nigeria campaign. Like I mentioned, we started in 2018 and we went to different states across the 6 geopolitical zone. And we also did same for this coming election, the 2023 general elections. We went to different states to just get the pulse from Nigerians, what they are thinking, what is it that they want from the incoming administration. And so we traveled across Nigeria in one state representing each geopolitical zone. And we were on the streets to get input from Nigerians, what they are looking at, what they are looking out for in the coming administration. And one of the interesting things we found was that Nigerians are truly, truly engaging with the politics, unlike before. It was different from the first time we went on the street. A lot of people are interested in the next administration, and that's very interesting. And I think that it kind of gave us insight about why this Vote for Health Nigeria campaign is important. The whole idea is building active citizenship. And for us, it's very glad to see that Nigerians are beginning to pick up and are coming out to support or talk about politics in Nigeria, because it definitely affects them. So that's one of the things we're doing. We also went on radio in all of the states that we visited to talk about the Vote for Health Nigeria campaign. We talked to people. We use different languages in the states that we visited. So these are some of the things we're doing for Vote for Health Nigeria campaign and to ensure that Nigerians are on board to bet a new country for themselves, if I may say that. Yeah.
So this is why it is important for each and every citizen to do their homework on each candidate. Chibike mentioned earlier, building roads and strengthening the economy are all well and good, but citizens won't be able to access any of these infrastructure if their health is not prioritized, if they are feeling ill or they cannot afford healthcare.
Absolutely.
It's important. In other words, if you're not hearing about it now and they are campaigning, chances are that it's going to be an afterthought when they eventually do come into power.
Yeah, but sorry, you know, building roads, you know, in this case, is still really important, because for you to get to a health center, you need accessible road.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, but not that, just have that as the only thing in your agenda or
Absolutely.
Your political agenda. But how are those social determinants of health addressing the health of Nigerians?
True. Yep. True. So when we say vote for health, We're also not saying abandon everything
else.
We're
not saying don't look at the economy, exactly. Don't look at infrastructure, security, don't look at security.
Education.
We're saying that you should also put this as important as security is.
Exactly.
Health should be.
Exactly.
As important as education is, health also should be. Because at the end of the day, the doctors are going to treat you. They require solid education. They require a solid background in education. They need to know what they are doing. So we're not saying don't include it or don't think about it. We're just saying, as you're also thinking of all these other very important parts of a campaign, you should look at health as well.
Yeah, I mean, take the popular Abuja Declaration, for example, where countries in Africa agree to invest not less than 15% of their budgetary allocations every year to healthcare. Okay, so something like that, that's already a document or something that we can look up to. I wanted to say framework, but in this, since we are breaking things down, I have to, because before we're breaking up, people like, which one is framework again? But yeah, that's an agreement. I think that's a better word for it. So that's the Abuja Declaration, is like an agreement, you know, the African countries saying, oh, we're going to invest 15% of our annual budget for healthcare. So why can't we? This has been agreed, and they agreed on it because they know it's feasible. So why haven't they, you know, stuck to that since that time? I don't think Nigeria has ever reached that, allocated that since that declaration. Some states that are close to allocating it, release is also another thing, because you can allocate, but releasing is equally important. Okay.
Yep.
Beyond the Vote for Health Niger campaign, where Nigeria Health Watch goes out there to engage with Nigerians, to educate them on the need to prioritize healthcare when they're deciding who to vote, the Future of Health conference that we, you know, have annually also brings together stakeholders, people who work in the health space, to have these, you know, important discussions around how to move the healthcare space forward. And in 2022, that conversation focused around the political economy of health, because we realized that, in as much as we're saying, no, we want this to change, we want that to change, it also, everything falls, you know, rises and falls on who is in power, because they can decide to invest more money. They can decide not to invest. They can decide to put in the right policies or not to. So that conversation revolved around the political economy of health, investing in the future of Nigerians. And our speakers all made amazing connections on, you know, why it's important to vote for health, pretty much. So, but on the sidelines, beyond all the, you know, amazing presentations from the speakers connecting healthcare to connecting political ways to healthcare, we also spoke to the executive director of Enough is Enough, and she had some thoughts to share on why it's important to vote for health.
Okay.
Nigeria Decides 2023 is around the corner, and it's not just about if you're articulated, backulated, obedient, or whatever it is. There are also 28 governors running. We have 109 senators and 360 House of Rep members. Your National Assembly makes laws, so does your State House of Assembly. So when we're talking about Vote for Health, we need to connect what we want in the health sector to the people who are running for office. So health is very important, as we know, and when people die, it's not village people. Health has advanced. There are reasons why things happen to people that we can find out, but we must fund it. We know when we go to hospitals, they're empty, our doctors are tired, most of our doctors are jackpying. So for anybody who's running for office, ask them the question, what will you do for my health? And it's not just that, oh, we will build hospitals. No, ask specific questions to make sure you get medicine, to make sure our doctors come back, so we actually have staff that can make us better. So please take it seriously. Elections are around the corner. This is the one time that politicians actually pay attention. So make it work for you.
So I think she's absolutely right. This is an election period, and this period before we actually head to the polls is important, because now is the time we can actually get the buy-in of these candidates on their policies or their plans for health in the country. And it's important to make the votes count. Is there a policy document that empowers citizens to ensure that when they vote for health, they actually count?
Actually counts.
Aloysius.
I mean, yes, you know, we have the Electoral Act, which is not even a policy. It's a law. You know, once it's assigned by the president, it becomes law. It's mandated,
yes,
you know, on the commission, that's the Independent National Electoral Commission, to do the provisions or to make sure that the provisions of the act is carried out. If you look at Section 47, Subsection 2 of that new act, okay, it confers the powers to the commission, that's the INEC, to use any technological device in the conduct of an election. And in this new act, we have, you know, on this new this election, you know, the INEC has now introduced the what we call the bimodal, you know, voters accreditation system, which is the BVAS. And the BVAS is supposed to be used, you know, at different levels. First, during the registration of voters, you know, second, during you know, an election. And during the election, it's used for accreditation and also used to transmit results to the INEC portal. You know, and for us or for citizens, they are supposed to ensure that their votes count. How? When you come to a your polling unit where you're supposed to vote, you have decided on what on who you whom you want to vote for, you know, based on their political
promises,
the campaigns, and making health priority.
Yes.
And you have come to vote. First, you'll be accredited, you know, with the BVAS, you know, or you know, and after that you vote. And at the end of the voting, you know, all the results are collated and put in, and they were put down, you know, on a results sheet, which is then snapped with the BVAS and transmitted to the INEC portal. And it is very, very important for our citizens or citizens to note that they are supposed to make sure that what or the results that have been counted and recorded on the results sheet is transmitted before they leave their polling units. And that is one way, and that is the only way you have to, you ensure that your vote counts.
Vote counts.
Because if it's not transmitted as it's recorded, as it's counted and recorded, something might happen to your vote. So you must ensure, if possible, can share your hotspots with them if they don't have internet and make sure that that thing is transmitted.
What if you hack them through the hotspot? You know, it's not always good to connect to any hotspot you see. So when they now send it, you now hijack it. And now,
I mean, only if you're a villain. That's the only reason why you would think of that.
I mean, I'm trying to think of all the angles here, all the possibilities. Yeah, I mean, anything can go wrong.
Yeah, I mean, what they need is that whatever is in the results sheet, once it's snapped using the BVAX, is already there. What you need to ensure is that what is on the results sheet is what is transmitted. And you have to do everything possible to make sure that it doesn't linger. Because if they leave the polling units, they can change what's on the results sheet and transmit it. So while we are saying that for your vote to count, you must ensure that there and there that the result is transmitted. Find any way of, if you can get a wireless connection, wherever you can provide it, that is if the one provided for the INEC official is not working, get an alternative and make sure that that is transmitted before you leave your polling unit.
This is very interesting. It sounds like everybody is going to have their own situation room from what you're saying.
I'm into it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, to be very fair, there are, what they call them, there are these organizations that have come together. They have a coalition to observe the elections.
So
they have INEC accredited observers at polling units across the country.
Okay.
Who, whenever they report what's going on at the polling units, they report the results that they have seen that have been verified at the polling units,
yes,
at the RAC centers, and then eventually when it moves to wherever I think it's an LGA or something. So I think citizens or people have been organizing in this way already. So it's interesting.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. And I mean, you should not sleep while at your polling unit.
Mm-mm.
You must open your eyes and observe what is happening.
Absolutely.
No dulling moments.
2019, when we were voting in Apo, there are people who stood there until, like, they made sure that all the election materials had first, like all the results had been counted, announced, it had been collated and had been like packed up into the transportation buses, and they followed it to the rack centers. So they, I think, at least for this election, I really hope that people are as motivated and are as interested in protecting the integrity of their votes.
Yes.
I was going to ask, those people, were they agents or just normal citizens? That is what we are talking about. That active is citizens. Active citizenship.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You get.
I know in our previous elections, we've seen cases of ballot boxes being snatched, and that is why the new Electoral Act is really a step forward. You know, we've improved. We've tried to use digital technology to enhance the credibility of our elections, and everybody must be on deck to make sure that this thing works for us.
Love that. I think at this point, we're just going to give out a shout out to some organizations working around this issue. Chibike.
To do a shout out to Enough is Enough Nigeria. They are doing amazing work around educating and empowering people to take action. Yaga. I'm sure if you're familiar with the Not Too Young to Run campaign.
You're very familiar with Yaga Africa.
So Africa.
Yaga is the one that led that. And they are still doing amazing work educating voters around education and connected development. Good.
Yeah.
And also shout out to budgets in tracking the money and ensuring that Nigerian government is kept accountable to how they spend monies.
True.
So you've heard it all. You should consider who has plans to improve healthcare before you consider who to vote. And when you hear vague promises like, I will improve healthcare, ask questions about the how. How are they actually going to work towards improving healthcare of normal Nigerians? It doesn't stop with voting for health. Make sure that you fight for your votes to count by being part of the process as much as possible. The Electoral Act, as you've heard, empowers you to do exactly that. When whoever wins, hold them accountable to deliver on these promises so that you and I can have better healthcare. Very, very important.
Sure. So yeah, I'm happy to have been part of this important episode. I'm Chibike Alaboso.
I'm Asari Ndem.
I'm Chioma Thomas Abiko.
And I'm your favorite.
What are you?
Aloysius Chibere Ubu.
So people, let's remember to
vote for Health Niger.